closing days of the air campaign in Iraq than they did in the first Persian Gulf War. 10 times, first shock and awe. 7 minutes before the bombs drop, everyone still has names. Sand is gritting against my eyes when the wind blows, scraping counterpoint to the dry coughs of my son beyond the wall. There is no medicine that will help this, I think, but music is playing on a radio down the street. Everyone I know will be gathering there. We will barter for what we need, trade scraggly chickens or dates for shoes. Trade shoes for drinking water before the sun gets high. I will seek medicine among my friends. 7 minutes before the bombs drop, we are sitting in the dim lights of a church reading poetry, talking with words meant for little animals we might keep tethered or lock into our kitchens so that they will not soil the rugs while we sleep. Between the words, though, we are talking of other things. Our bartering, whether we will wear chains about our necks, or will make it into old age in one piece ourselves. And we are reflecting on the words of other solitary thinkers who talk of war while drinking cognac in bomb shelters in the Blitz. 7 minutes before the bombs drop, we are crying, running, our bladders filled, our muscles quickening as never before in Kansas, and we thump our open hands down on throbbing metal fuselage. We throw ourselves into cylinders that have only one direction to go. The painted gray of the runway trembles, breaks loose, and falls away. Comes the endlessly wide, sear blankness of the sea, and then light. We will begin beneath our wings, sand into sand, and dust into dust. Testosterone may be a great thing, but it does not last without love. I'm going to go home when this evening ends, and sit with my wife and children around the dinner table. We will light candles as the centerpiece, and we will drink wine. I will turn the CD player on low and listen to the ancient songs, the songs that are no longer written, and will cry. Yes, I'm going to go there down the highway in my 96 Lumina, faster than I should, outside the law, but in my Lumina. That's okay. You come too. You come too. There is no guilt in holding on to each other in our despair through the miles. There is no guilt unless we ever re-elect the darkness that envelops us. We are the light, if only by the choice of fate and mystery of words.